This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. In a pre-recorded video statement released early Monday, she described Biden as the personification of hope and courage. She cited his experience helping to pass health care reform and the bank bailout in 2009 to argue he is well-positioned to lead the country amid a global pandemic. Pelosi chose to stay neutral during the Democratic Party primary process, repeatedly cautioning the party to keep its eye on the ultimate prize of defeating President Donald Trump in November. All of Biden's rivals in the party have suspended their campaigns or endorsed him, making his coronation this summer a near certainty. The leaders of the U.S. states of Colorado, Mississippi, Montana, and Tennessee allowed some businesses to resume operations Monday after periods of shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. They joined the states of Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and South Carolina in the push to put people back to work and allow residents to get back to some semblance of their pre-coronavirus lives. Health experts are warning against reopening too early, and many state governors have said measures will be in place to protect the public's safety. There are about 980,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the country, with some 55,000 deaths so far. New York State has been hit the hardest, with about 30% of all U.S. cases and deaths. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Sunday that when his lockdown order expires on May 15th, parts of the state that may not have been as harshly impacted could begin opening construction and manufacturing businesses. After a two-week evaluation period, further easing would be considered. The coronavirus outbreak has taken a financial toll on the world's largest economy. This is VOA News.